Starting this Friday, October 28th, running through November 13th, the Cardinal Stage Company presents Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice with an all-female cast. Doug Storm spoke with Cardinal Stage Artistic Director and Play Director Randy White and the actresses who play Shylock and Portia, Liz Pazick and Leslie Ann Handelman, for an episode of Arts Interchange. This excerpt centers on the way the all-female cast may or may not make a difference in the way an audience will receive the performance.
I'm Randy White. I'm the Artistic Director at Cardinal Stage and the director of this production of Merchant of Venice.
I'm Liz Pazick, actor and playing the role of Shylock.
I'm Leslie Ann Handelman, also an actor and playing the role of Portia.
Well, first, thank you. And let me just ask, what's up with the all-women cast?
Well, I think that it started with a very simple idea of looking at our season and realizing that as a company that does a mix of new plays and classics, that there is a problem with gender on our stage. And we, in looking at issues of diversity, one of the things we identified was wanting to get more roles for women. And we came up with this idea that we're going to actually reach for a 50-50 gender split on the Cardinal Stage. And so if you're doing that and you are doing classic work, you are in conflict. and so the decision was made to look at Merchant as possibly a play that we could consider doing all female. And so when we looked at Merchant and the issues in Merchant around gender identity, around gender construction, as often in Shakespeare comedies, it made sense to put it together. So gender parity, gender opportunity, you know, so that actors get a chance to play roles that they don't necessarily get to play. And then, you know, it made sense in the single-sex environment of Shakespeare's time that we would just invert that and look at a single-sex environment from the other side. That said, even though these are all women, we are in a world where gender exists. And so they are playing men and playing women. And finally, I would just say everybody in this play, including the women who are playing men and the women who are playing women, also get to play men. They put on men as part of inside the play. And so gender is constructed in all kinds of different ways in the play. And that's just kind of interesting.
As you say, it's a reversal of the original setup of Shakespeare's theater, I suppose, right? So all men played mm-hmm. that. So does it not really have much of an effect in terms of the play itself, right? Like that's...
It's a fabulous question, and I have no idea yet. I can turn it over to the actors, and they can talk a little bit about it in terms of what it is to play it, what we expect the audience to perceive. I'm at a point in rehearsal now where I'm not really seeing it as much. I mean, I'm just looking at characters. So, you know, if Liz is in front of me, she's Shylock. And it's only in the courtship stuff that you really start to go, oh, yeah, those are two women here. And what does it mean for one woman to be playing a woman and the other one to be putting on the sort of identity of male, to be the aggressor in the situation or the assertive person in the situation, and those sort of identities? That's where you really see it. It really calls into question what it is to be female and male on the stage as we understand them, those roles.
But we're not playing them as females playing males, right? You're playing a male character. You're trying to then be a male. Is there a way in which you become a male when you play a character?
Physically, perhaps. I mean, we can't change who we are, of course, but we can change our gait. We can change where we sit as far as vocally is concerned. But still, I approach the character as, you know, Shylock is who he is. And but that's how we physically do it. And we also, you know, of course, we have makeup. And of course, we have costumes. Again, I can't necessarily hide who I am, but it will help. And it also helps me, those aspects, or aspects, as we say in Chicago, they inform me as to who I am. So Shylock, the Jew, how he walks with his fellow Jews is different, perhaps, than how he would walk next to a Christian, or how on guard he is. Now, is that male? Not necessarily. Certainly I feel that as a woman, but then it's informative as, you know, that's a little easier to play than perhaps Caitlin, who is Bassanio and is the love interest of our friend Leslie here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would just add two things to that. The physicality has been part of our world. We've had a movement person working with us. It's been a lot of fun watching the women on stage go, oh, yeah, if you change the position of your pelvis and walk more in the way that guys walk, you take up different kind of space in the room.
That's true.
That kind of stuff has been real fun. And a couple of places, things like where I've said, your instinct as an actor of a female gender is to want to try to come to an accommodation with that line. You've tried to reach across to make a kind of instinctive way of bringing that person into your argument. I'm not sure that's where that male character is coming from, because men can sometimes come at it from a different point of view. But it usually has to do, what I notice on stage is that women instinctively in a number of places have reached for accommodation where male actors would not have done that.
Hearing you talk about the perspective of the stage itself, opening up the job of theater, the job of acting.
It's a great way to put it.
Is different than what happens in the play itself, mm-hmm. necessarily. You're still putting on Merchant of Venice, and you're going to try to be faithful to your understanding of it. Well, you're not doing anything necessarily different to it. But
I would agree with all of that across the board.
Okay. So as Portia.
Yes.
As Portia, you don't have to be a man.
Well, I do in the trial scene. I actually do.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, it's so great. There's Portia has a line earlier in the play: "A maiden hath no tongue but thought." Mm-hmm. So there's this idea that well, girls can't really say what they're thinking, but they sure can think it. Mm-hmm. And then there's this great opportunity to put on a pair of pants and really take the room and say all the things and use your brilliant feminine wiles and smarts. And have this power that comes with being a man in this world that we're living in the play. Mm-hmm. It's great fun. And, while I don't think I play the lines any differently as girl dressed as boy, physically you can command the space in a different way. Vocally you can command the space in a different way and try to sink your proverbial claws into the other characters to get what you want in a different way when the world around you sees you as a man, sees you as this powerful figure versus sees you as a girl who's only allowed to think things. Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a performative aspect to what Portia's doing here, not just trying to get to help out, but to perform, to be something
mm-hmm.
else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that whole question of being something else is so interesting. And the play reaches its sort of height of gender identity confusion in our production when Jessica gets dressed up as a boy to escape from her her father's house.
Yeah, Jessica is Portia.
Portia is Shylock's daughter.
Right.
So you have a woman getting dressed up as a boy to escape her father's house and into the arms of Lorenzo, who is a woman playing a male, right? So you have someone in the meta context of the play crossing gender, and you have someone inside. So you have, and he kisses her. So you have a woman playing a man and a woman playing a boy inside the play, and they come together, and there's this mustache moment, and they're just confused as to whether they should take the is it two boys kissing or is it two girls kissing or is it a girl and a boy kissing? Mm. Who's kissing, right? And at some point you're like, this is glorious.
That was Doug Storm speaking with Randy White, Liz Pazik, Leslie Ann Handelman about the Cardinal stage production of Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice using an all-female cast. The production opens October 28th and runs through November 13th. You can hear the full and only slightly edited 43-minute conversation for Arts Interchange online at wfhb.org/news/interchange.